Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We announced on Friday that because we miss baseball so much, because we miss this man so much, we'd be playing five John Sterling home run calls every single day, the Sterling Five. And there are so many. There's 111 different Yankee players that John has a home run call for. And to commemorate this very exciting moment, we welcome in the man of the hour himself, the voice of the New York Yankees, John Sterling. John, how are you?
John, how are you?
Well, I'm just fine. I'm from Jersey, John from Jersey, and I give my traffic report. Everything is going smoothly on the West Side Highway.
Very nice.
Which I can see from my living room.
Right.
Plainly.
Right.
So anyway, thank you for having me on. I don't know if I help you, but I hope so.
Well, because we're about to go down memory lane for the next couple of weeks, I wanted to ask you, and I think Joe is curious, I think we're all curious, as we start listening back to some of your great calls, do you have a favorite home run specific call for a player in your long history of doing that and broadcasting for the Yankees? Is there one that you deem that's my favorite?
Well, I do find it impossible to come up with one favorite. I would say the one that you hear the most is A-Bomb from A-Rod. Mm. And Burn Baby Burn and Robbie Cano and Don't You Know. I mean, I think those are the ones that hit the most. I don't know, different people like different calls, I guess, for different reasons. And I'm glad that whatever I did has taken off and is being replayed. You know, I came in, I guess, at the right time for technology because, for example, if I call a home run in an afternoon game at the stadium, my in-laws will hear it in Sacramento, you know, in the next sportscast. So,
right.
So it's a good time.
You know, I got to ask you this, John. As a man who has, you know, years now, we know the Yankees since what, 89 is with the Yankees when you started, right?
Right.
89. But you were doing baseball, you were doing sports before that. You did the Braves, you did the Hawks, you did the Nets way back. You've done everything. How weird is it for you now? I mean, here we are. It's May 11th. It's a good, a month and a half, maybe even a little more than that, into what would have been the baseball season. How are you handling all this, John? I mean, how weird
Joe,
is this for you?
You know, there's no question that this is the craziest year of our lives, and I don't think there's anything that's number two.
Right, right. You're right.
Because whoever heard of not being able to go outside or go out with a mask and gloves on and make sure you stay away from people, which people are doing a great job every time I go out,
right.
You know, to a supermarket or so, everyone is obeying the rules, you know,
yep.
Masks and gloves,
yep.
And they stay away from each other. And, you know, I'm getting along okay because you have to get along. The key thing I tell you and I tell all my friends, stay away from the virus. Don't get the virus. And eventually we'll get back to a normal life, I hope.
We may have a baseball season, but it may be a very odd baseball season. What are your thoughts on the idea of empty stadiums, 82 games, AL East only facing teams in the AL East or the NL East? That seems to be the plan. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I love the ideas of the three divisions. For example, in our division, the only flights that are long are to Miami and Tampa. Everything else is less than an hour. Toronto and Boston and Pittsburgh and Philly and Washington and Baltimore, and obviously with the Yankees, the Mets, who are just crossed down. So I like that. I don't mind. Look, this is going to be an asterisk season anyway. So if they play 81 games, well, it's half the schedule. And then that's enough to have, quote unquote, a fairly normal season, and, you know, play it through October, and then with the cold weather coming in November, play all the playoff games in a retractable dome or a warm weather site. I'm okay with all of it. Now, there's got to be a fly in the ointment. I can't imagine baseball or football or anything beginning until you're given the clear by the health organizations. And one thing Dr. Fauci said a while back, which really is true, we're not going to tell the virus when we're going to begin. The virus will tell us when we're going to begin. Right. So, you know, I hope it's July. That means that everything has calmed down and we can go about our business with much lower risk. But think of it, the players have to fly to a place that's on a plane, and they have to bus to the ballpark from the hotel. And what happens if one person comes down with this virus? Then they'd have to quarantine the team for a couple of weeks. So they got a lot to work out. But if it does begin in July, well, then we've got two more months to work on them.
How about the prospect of broadcasting a game, John, where there's no people in the ballpark? How about that?
Well, if that's what you have to do, you do it. They don't want a lot of people at sight. So I think in away games, I think we'll be broadcasting from a monitor in the stadium. Mm. I don't know if they're going to bring everyone on board. They have to figure out a way to have as few people as possible. So, you know, all these things are up in the air. And you're asking me, you know, I'm the Yankee broadcaster for all these years, and you're asking me these very intelligent questions, but I don't have any intelligent answers.
Right,
I don't know
right.
any more than you do, or, you know, the next guy on the street. They're going to have to see that the virus is going way downhill.
Now, I'm going to ask you a very unintelligent question. I got to tell
okay.
you, I've had so much fun compiling the list, and John Schweibecker's done a great job of finding the sound of all of these home run calls. There's 111 different home run calls with players' names. If I asked you a random guy, do you think you could remember the home run call of any guy I asked you, or do you think there's a bunch that say, boy, I tell you, I don't remember. I don't remember what I did.
Well, I'm willing to try, because I don't think I can go to, like they say about being vice president. Well, you don't have to go to jail for it. So you can ask, and I'll see what I
All right.
come up with. Well, one thing, though, I'm a terrible, harsh critic of myself. I don't listen to tapes,
right?
Because I always think I can do it better. But in the thing that we're doing before Yankee games, Susan and I are on, you know, two or three times a week, we played A-Rod's home run on the first pitch he saw against Guthrie, X number of years, well, it was 2009. And, you know, I thought, hey, that sounded okay. And then they played the home run that Jeter hit for his 3,000th hit. Yeah, I thought, well, that's okay. So, you know, I might be able to remember.
All right, let me see now. Do you remember your home run call for Brandon Drury?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I think I said, Aaron's the judge, but Brandon's the jury.
Yes, you nailed it.
Is that what it was? Is that the one?
Very good.
Yeah, I think so.
That is pretty good. That's good.
Awesome, man. Well, John, It's always great talking
to
you.
It is always, John.
You shouldn't be that tough a critic on yourself. You've become a legend in this town, and that's why I think people are actually excited to go back down memory lane and listen to a lot of these calls, and it's because of you, and we appreciate you coming on today.
Well, let me ask you, the ones you pick, why did you pick them?
That's a great question, John. I decided, because I had a lot of time in my hands, I think it was Saturday night, I couldn't sleep, to categorize all of your home run calls. Okay, so I've got different categories, and every day we're going to pick from each category, just a random name, and then Joe and I are going to reminisce, we're going to listen to it, we're going to pick our favorites at the end of the week. So we've got a category of current Yankees, that's an easy category. We have a category of guys that hit 50 or more home runs as a New York Yankee. Joe's going to love this category. We have the Mets category, guys who also played for the New York Mets. We've got the former stars category. You know, guys who were stars elsewhere, and then they came to the Yankees. And I love this one. You ready, John?
Yeah.
The one home run guys. The guys who only hit one home run as a New York Yankee and still had a call. That's my favorite category, I think.
Well, that would be a very tough one for me to pick. But, sure. You know, let me use the old line on you guys. You obviously have a lot of time on your hands.
Yes, we do.
No doubt.
But I appreciate it. It's very nice of you. Now, when do you play these home runs?
We're going to do five a day, and we are going to start next.
By the way,
right,
John,
after we're done.
John, by the way, my all-time favorite home run call by you is the Thriller by Godzilla, the Sayonara Kid.
You know, I've said that, you've heard me say it. Hey, listen, I've been on so long, and every game is so long. Everything I've said 18 times. But with Hideki Matsui, I used to say all the time, it's too bad he's not American, because he is the all-American boy. He really is one of my favorite Yankees of all time. He is such a gentleman and played so hard. And, you know, we kid about maintenance, and Hideki Matsui was no maintenance. When he got to the Yankees, I don't know if I've told this story. He got to the Yankees, and Joe Torre met him. Now, there's an interpreter, because Joe doesn't speak Japanese, and Hideki really didn't speak English then. And Joe Torre's first question to him, listen to this. Joe Torre asked him, can I hit and run with you? And Hideki, through his interpreter, said, anytime. You know, that's Hideki Matsui. He was wonderful. So, Joe, thank you. I'm glad you loved that one.
That's one. Well, there's a lot of them I love, but that's just the, that's just one.
When this is all said and done, Joe, you may have a new favorite one. Yeah. You never know.
Yeah, well, the young Gervis Salate is also a good one, too. That one. I like that one, too, John.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for having me on your show. You know, I wish you all the luck. You have a great show, and thank you.
We appreciate it, man.
Stay well, John. Stay well.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.